It's my kind of town.
Yes, indeed. And we're tripping off daily to towns large and small across this wide brown land. And you kind of need a device for that sort of journey. You need a prism for that examination. Ours, it is the caravan park. Yes, indeed. That little bit of most little towns around the country that right now will be brimming with summer tourists. Yes, indeed. Today, well, a beautiful alpine area, Cradle Mountain, up there in the Lake St Clair National Park on Tasmania's little top right bit, I guess, as you look at it. Now, Tassie might not strike some people as the obvious place for a summer holiday, but there is a lot on offer, as we're about to hear from Claire Walsh, manager of the Cradle Mountain Discovery Holiday Park, who joins us from the Apple Isle. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How's the weather down there in Cradle Mountain today?
Not conducive to summer holidays today, but hopefully later in the week we'll have some beautiful sunshine.
Be more precise.
It's precipitating today.
I see. Oh, dear. Well, look, you're high up in the air. That's inclined to happen. A busy time for you at Cradle Mountain Holiday Park?
It is very busy at the moment, yes.
And now I'm imagining Tassie, it's divorced from the mainland by that thin strip of water. Caravanning is, I mean, some people must pop them in the boat, but is that the typical visitor accommodation?
It isn't. No, we have lots of people who hire motorhomes, so it gives them that flexibility without having to tow anything across the boat.
Yes. Now, Cradle Mountain, an utterly beautiful place, and the beginning, of course, of the overland track, apart from other sort of walking in that area. What draws people? What's the attraction of an alpine region in summer?
We have a lot of international guests at the moment, and many of them are actually here for the clean air and romance, believe it or not.
Oh, tell us about the romance.
Well, I don't know too much about that.
Oh, dear. Oh, what a terrible admission, Claire.
Yes, it is. Yes. We have a very unique setting here. It's not a typical type of caravan park, so it's
Well, tell us about that.
Everything's sort of individually separated by bush. The wildlife come up to your tent, your caravan or your cabin. So it's quite unique.
And look, for those who've not experienced Cradle Mountain, give us a bit of a word picture of that magnificent part of the world that you're lucky enough to live in.
Oh, it's very rugged and stunning. Photographic, yeah.
Well, it is deeply picturesque, it has to be said. Are most people who are staying with you there at the Discovery Holiday Park, are they heading off on a bit of walking? They'd probably trek out from there and do a day or two?
They do. There's other tours as well. So there's wildlife spotlighting tours, helicopter tours. There's even canyoning and horse riding and quad biking, some adventurous stuff. So there's lots of other things to do if you're not interested in walking as well.
Has the place really grown in popularity in recent years?
It has, yes. Yeah, visitor numbers are on the increase at the moment, which is wonderful.
And that split between the local, the Australian visitor, and those overseas, what are the sort of proportions?
It changes through various times of year, so we have different demographics. More families than Australians at the moment, but pre-Christmas it's a lot of international guests as well. So,
I wonder if Cradle Mountain and Tasmania in general are parts of Australia that maybe aren't as well known to the Australian visitor as they should be, and certainly, though, would be on the radar for the international tourists because they're such grand places.
I don't know if that's the case, I'm sorry.
Oh, have a guess. Stab in the dark, go on.
I'm not sure, sorry.
Now, you get snow, of course, in winter.
We do.
Down to your sort of part of the world?
Yes, at our level. It doesn't sort of stay settled for too long, but it does snow down here reasonably frequently.
So what altitude is the park?
About 800 metres.
And the top of Cradle Mountain itself?
About 1650.
Okay. And the best way to approach is from the north?
It is, yes. Yeah. Some people come via the west coast, which is also a very picturesque part of Tassie.
But Launceston would be the normal sort of point of entry for a trip to Cradle Mountain?
It is, yeah. We're about 2 hours from Launceston.
Oh, well, that's almost in the heart of things, really, when you think about
it. Quite central.
Yes. And how long have you been there, Claire? What's your duration?
About 6.5 years.
Okay, so you're almost a local.
Almost.
Well, Claire Walsh, thank you, and I hope the rain stops, the sun comes out, and the holiday season resumes for you at Cradle Mountain Discovery Holiday Park.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Claire Walsh, she's the manager there at Cradle Mountain, and I can't recommend it. If you've not been there, well, you really, really should. It is a gem, an absolute gem in the many gems of Australian outdoors. Cradle Mountain is right up there.